Then we find here that the nation returns evil for the grace of God in verses 5 and 6. They have corrupted themselves. Their spot is not the spot of his children. They are a perverse and crooked generation. Do ye thus requite the Lord, O foolish people? And unwise is not he thy father that hath bought thee? Hath he not made thee and established thee? He was, you see, the father of Israel because of creation. He doesn't mention redemption here. It was because he made them. Now, in one sense, God is the father of all mankind in the sense that he created man. But the thing is, when he created man, and Adam was a son of God, but you see, Adam sinned, and after that, they're never called sons of God. That is, Adam's offspring or not. And only those that are the sons of God by faith in Jesus Christ. Now, this is the picture of the human family, a crooked generation. They're foolish people, and that's the picture of mankind today. Now, we have here a wonderful stanza on the goodness of God, Jehovah's goodness, verses 7 through 14. Well, notice there's a very wonderful statement made here in verse 8. When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. Now, there's a very interesting verse, so much so that you may see that the reason that that land and that people in that land even today are such a sensitive spot. Why? Because the entire world we live in is regulated by that land and that people. That is God's earthly purpose, you see. This is a very wonderful passage of Scripture. And then you have here, he found him in a desert land, in the waste howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye, as an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. I trust that you have my book on eagle's wings, because in that I deal with this verse of Scripture. One of the things that the eagle does to teach its young ones to fly is to push them off of that high cliff where the nest is. And then when the little one begins to struggle and fly, and if he doesn't make it, that mother eagle, or the father eagle for that matter, they just come right up and under with their strong wings and bear them up. Now, God says that's what he does for those that are his own. This is a wonderful passage of Scripture, Jehovah's goodness.